next on the 5 o'clock report.
We will burn down this system.
All these folks need are hugs and hot cocoa. I think they need to go to jail.
The cops learn more about the children.
Just keep living your life to the fullest.
Now, let's go to the newsroom.
Good afternoon. Welcome to the broadcast. I'm Bill Price. COVID milestone.
Things have significantly crescendoed, and there's been a massive uptick in cases.
That is our top story at 5. The U.S. seeing its largest single-day increase in COVID-19 since the outbreak began. Nearly 39,000 new cases across the country.
Right now, we've got 3% of counties that are presenting with rising cases, and we want to deal with them.
U.S. Health Secretary Dr. Alex Azar says while the case count is rising, fatalities from this disease are being kept in check.
Any death is too many, but we now have fatalities in the United States for over 16 days below 1,000, and our rate of fatality per million puts us at the top tier of developed countries around the world in terms of protecting our vulnerable people.
In Houston, doctors are worried about running out of hospital beds to treat the influx of patients. Also today, Texas Governor Greg Abbott hitting the pause button on his state's reopening plan because of the spike in COVID-19.
We are, at least for now, pressing pause on any further openings while we do look at other ways to calibrate strategies that will allow us to reduce the spread of COVID-19.
The CDC announcing today that nearly 24 million Americans could be infected with coronavirus, and most of those probably don't even know they have it. The nation's top infectious disease expert, meantime, says if you are healthy right now, it is vital you stay that way. Dr. Anthony Fauci says follow CDC guidelines and protect yourself as well as others.
The next couple of weeks are going to be critical in our ability to address those surgings that we're seeing.
Despite the spike in COVID cases, the Trump administration not shutting down the economy. White House economic advisor Larry Kudlow.
Economy is not going to be closed down again. We're going to have hot spots. There's no question. We have them now in, you know, Texas and parts of the South, the Carolinas, Arizona. We just have to live with that.
As for the number of folks getting unemployment help, business analyst Jill Schlesinger says those numbers going down.
The number of people receiving unemployment benefits finally dropped below 20 million. 19.5 million Americans are currently receiving benefits through state programs.
The Labor Department reporting today that 1.5 million Americans filed first-time jobless claims last week. That's 60,000 fewer than the week before. Now to the monument fight. President Trump expected to sign an executive order soon that protects America's monuments and statues. Several of those have been vandalized in recent days by protesters upset with police brutality and racial injustice.
If this country doesn't give us what we want, then we will burn down this system.
Hawk Newsom, president of Greater New York, Black Lives Matter.
What is this country rewarding? What behavior is it listening to? Obviously not marching, but when people get aggressive and they escalate their protests.
Unfortunately, the statue police are trying to turn our cities into scenes from Mad Max.
That's Louisiana Republican Senator John Kennedy.
The mayors, Speaker Pelosi, are allowing it. They think that all these folks need are hugs and hot cocoa. I think they need to go to jail.
400 National Guard troops back on the streets of Washington, D.C. tonight, protecting monuments from protesters who've promised to tear down a statue of Abraham Lincoln. Legendary historian and filmmaker Ken Burns supports the removal of Confederate statues, but he's undecided on getting rid of those that celebrate our founding fathers.
More than a quarter of United States presidents owned other human beings. This is a huge thing that we cannot just dismiss. But I would say the Confederate monument for me is an easy decision.
Burns says the decision on what monuments should stay or go needs to be made on a case-by-case basis. House Democrats poised to pass their own version of police reform tonight. California Congresswoman Karen Bass.
Today is a glorious day because this is the day we pass legislation to transform policing in America.
The move comes a day after Democrats blocked a Republican police reform bill in the U.S. Senate. Today, the U.S. Supreme Court gave the green light to the Trump administration's ability to deport some asylum seekers without allowing them to make their case to a federal judge.
The Supreme Court here is saying that habeas corpus does not apply to asylum seekers caught at the border with a weak claim for asylum.
That is legal analyst Thane Rosenbaum. The world's most famous horse race will take place on September 5th at Churchill Downs. Organizer Kevin Flannery says there will be fans in the stands for the running of the Kentucky Derby, but not nearly as many of them.
General admission will be cut as much as potentially 60%.
Flannery says folks will also be asked to wear a mask and socially distance themselves. The Kentucky Derby was moved from May to September because of COVID-19. Still to come this Thursday, bumpy ride for the travel season this summer. In New York, Joe Biden makes a campaign stop in Pennsylvania and meet the man running through every single town in Cattaraugus County.
I'm Kevin Williams, and here is your Family Life regional weather forecast. Be on the lookout for a stray shower, a thunder shower this evening, but on balance, it'll turn out to be a pleasant night tonight and a beautiful day tomorrow. Over the weekend, the arrival of a cold front spells a couple showers and thunder showers later Friday night and Saturday. Drier air spells some sunshine on Sunday. So here's the call for tonight. Again, right through the early to mid-evening hours, a shower, a thunder shower in spots. And tonight turns out partly cloudy to clear and comfortable. Low temperatures 50s to near 60. Tomorrow, a good deal of sunshine and pleasantly warm. High temperatures will be within a few degrees of 80. Saturday, variably cloudy, couple showers and thunder showers. High temperatures near 80. And partly sunny skies will develop then on Sunday.
All right, Kevin Williams, appreciate it. Checking the stories, making news where you live in New York and Pennsylvania, Thursday, June 25th. The travel industry sounding off on Governor Andrew Cuomo's new travel restrictions just ahead of the busy 4th of July getaway.
We do have a certain amount of families that convene for annual reunions. Those will definitely be impacted.
That is Kelly Blosky, a travel agent from Oneida County. Anyone coming into New York, New Jersey, or Connecticut from a COVID-19 hotspot has to self-quarantine for 14 days.
This is kind of just like adding to the questions that we're already getting.
Elizabeth Carey with AAA in Western and Central New York says the new travel rules will impact a lot of people who vacation to Florida in the summer. Those folks will now have to go into quarantine for 2 weeks when they get back.
Going down to Florida, it's the number one destination for summer bookings through AAA right now. Orlando's number one.
Carey says even New Yorkers going to visit the national parks out west will be impacted by the new travel rules. Today, Governor Cuomo said the state will randomly check flights to make sure passengers coming into New York are following his quarantine rules. Violators face a $2,000 fine for a first-time offense. Cuomo says if you violate the rules and make someone sick, you'll get slapped with a $10,000 fine. Democratic White House hopeful Joe Biden in Lancaster County, Pennsylvania today. The former VP meeting with families who benefited from Obamacare. He also was touting his health care plan for America in the era of COVID-19.
To fix the economy, we have to get control over the virus.
Biden says President Trump has dropped the ball on this pandemic.
All his whining and self-pity. Well, this pandemic didn't happen to him. It happened to all of us.
Biden says health care is a basic right, not a privilege, and parents should never have to worry about health coverage for their kids. The House in Harrisburg passing police reform legislation.
This is the moment. This is the opportunity for all of us to be greater than we have ever dreamed we could be.
That is Democratic Representative Chris Rabb, a police outreach program in New York City pairing cops with kids in high crime neighborhoods. One of the things they're doing is a kid cop choir.
The officers write music with our teens, and they perform. And it has been
fantastic. The cops learn more about the children. The children learn more about the police.
Frederick Watts is with the group PAL. That stands for the Police Athletic League. That program offers summer camps that connect kids with cops to help break down stereotypes and foster better relationships.
If you put these parties together, you can make both the cops more understanding of the youth in the community, and you can make the youth more understanding of the police.
Watts says PAL uses football, basketball, and softball leagues, as well as educational opportunities, to build trust between youth and law enforcement.
It's important for us to appreciate where the anger and angst is coming from. It's coming from a real place. We do have to do better. Law enforcement must do better. And if we own that, then we can come up with balanced solutions.
In addition to summer day camps, PAL offers college readiness programs to kids to help get them off the streets and into good-paying jobs. The National Baseball Hall of Fame will reopen tomorrow. That museum in Cooperstown, New York, has gotten the go-ahead to welcome back tourists as part of Phase 4 of New York's reopening plan. Most of the upstate will be in Phase 4 tomorrow. Time now for your market report, brought to you by Ambassador Advisors. Family Life's Dave Margolotti.
Stocks were higher today as the number of coronavirus cases continued to rise, while investors, meanwhile, digested a regulation rollback for some big banks. The Dow was up 299 points, the NASDAQ rose 107, and the S&P 500 gained 6. Ambassador Advisors is a Christian financial planning firm, helping faithful stewards do more online at ambassadoradvisors.com.
Here's our expert, Rob West, with today's MoneyWise Minute.
If you're a Christian, you may have wrestled with the question, how much does God want me to give away? That's not a bad question, but I think it's the wrong question. Instead, we should be asking, how much does God want me to keep? And I think it's an especially good question for those of us who make good incomes and live rather comfortably. It's so easy for us to keep expanding our lifestyles, more stuff, more trips, more entertainment options, without ever stopping to ask, is there a point at which I'll say, I don't need any more? Think about that. Again, especially if you're doing pretty well financially. Do you have a financial finish line? And when you reach it, what will you do then with the rest of God's money?
And you can learn more about trusting God with your finances and find some tools that'll help when you visit moneywise.org. That's moneywise.org.
12 minutes past the hour, sunny time. Drive Home Sports.
Yes, sir. August 6th, I was really heading to Canton, Ohio for the Hall of Fame game between the Cowboys and the Steelers. Canceled.
Ooh.
Yep, in Truman for those 20 men scheduled for this year. Canceled, or at least moved back to August 7th, 2021. And the 2021 inductees will go into the Pro Football Hall of Fame the very next day. So that's been canceled, and the NFL training camps still scheduled to open on time. On the ice, first ballot eligibles Jerome Igenis and Marianne Hossa headline a six-member Hockey Hall of Fame class of 2020. Defenseman Kevin Lowe and Doug Wilson also elected, along with the Oilers GM Ken Holland and Canadian women's goalie Kim St. Pierre. Congratulations. For Family Life, I'm Sonny Dolfiette.
I'm Kevin Williams, and here is your Family Life regional weather forecast. Be on the lookout for a stray shower, a thundershower this evening, but on balance, it'll turn out to be a pleasant night tonight and a beautiful day tomorrow. Over the weekend, the arrival of a cold front spells a couple showers and thundershowers later Friday night and Saturday. Drier air spells some sunshine on Sunday. So here's the call for tonight. Again, right through the early to mid-evening hours, a shower, thundershower in spots, and tonight turns out partly cloudy to clear and comfortable. Low temperatures, 50s to near 60. Tomorrow, a good deal of sunshine and pleasantly warm. High temperatures will be within a few degrees of 80. Saturday, variably cloudy, couple showers and thundershowers. High temperatures near 80, and partly sunny skies will develop then on Sunday.
All righty, Kevin Williams, appreciate it. Finally, at 5 o'clock, a Salamanca, New York man gearing up for quite a tour of Cattaraugus County. He's planning to run through every single town in that county to raise money for the Cystic Fibrosis Foundation. Bradley Poole is a cystic fibrosis survivor, and he's hoping to raise $100,000 by running 266 miles in just 7 days, starting Sunday, July 5th.
I want to show anybody who may be struggling
just to never give up and just to keep pushing through and stay positive as you can and just keep living your life to the fullest.
When Bradley Poole was a kid, doctors told his parents he'd be fortunate to reach the age of 18. Today he's 32. Poole plans to run 42 miles a day over 6 days, then 14 miles on the final day of his 7-day run through Cat County.
Okay.
Good luck.
How many miles a day is that again?
42 a day for 6 days.
When I drive 42 miles, I need to pull over and take a break. I mean, come on! But way to go. We're going to hear more about him next week, right?
That's right.
Good stuff. Thank you, brother.
You got it.